This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKean. There is no indication that protests and some of the violence associated with them will stop in the United States, although Minnesota's attorney general increased the charge against fired Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin and charged three additional officers who were at the scene during the death of George Floyd. Initially, Chauvin was fired and charged with third-degree murder after kneeling on the neck of Floyd, who begged for air. The charge was upgraded to second-degree murder. Tens of thousands of Americans have continued to take to the streets and cities across the country for protests that have at times led to widespread vandalism and looting. U.S. President Donald Trump's Pentagon chief has backed away from the president's plan to use active-duty military troops to quell protests. But then Defense Secretary Mark Esper reversed course and kept the 82nd Airborne Division on standby after he visited the White House. An obvious clash between the U.S. military and its commander-in-chief. Esper says active duty troops should be deployed only in the most urgent and dire of situations, and the U.S. is not there now. Mr. Trump has raised the possibility, though, that the White House has cooled on the idea as protests have calmed in the past 2 days. North Korea is using the George Floyd tragedy to accuse the United States of having a double standard. It said the U.S. Is in no position to criticize China over Hong Kong or human rights when Washington threatens to unleash dogs to suppress anti-racism protests at home. In an article carried by North Korea's main state-run news agency, KCNA, an unnamed spokesman for the International Affairs Department of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea criticized recent comments by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. And Pompeo said recent actions by the Chinese